my soul. Worship your holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, I will worship your holy name. Yes, I will worship your holy name. Just sing like never before. Oh, my soul, I will worship your holy name. Lord, I will worship your holy name. Let's give the Lord a hand of praise this morning. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us bow our heads this morning. Heavenly Father, we worship your holy name this morning. We bless your name, O God. Our souls say hallelujah to you this morning. Father, we thank you for giving us another privilege to come into your presence. We know that the angel of the Lord is here this morning. We pray, O God, may you come and grace us with your presence according to your word, Lord. May you speak to our hearts this morning. May you lift up our souls in the spirit, O God. May you quicken our souls this morning. We want to remember our precious pastor this morning. May you bless him where he's ministering this morning. We remember those that couldn't make it this morning. May you be with your children wherever they are. Father, as we've come, may we not leave the same, O God. But may your Holy Spirit have full preeminence in our lives, we pray. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. Amen. Take this off. Hallelujah. Amen. Please keep me in your prayers this morning. I have one of those messages this morning. That's how I feel about it. You know, sometimes every once in a while you have barbecue wings and you put some hot sauce on it. Amen. So it might be a little hot this morning, but that's the word of the Lord for us this morning. I pray that will be a blessing to you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. May we turn in our Bibles to the book of Genesis, chapter 1. We'll read verses 26 and 27, and then Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. First Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 and 27. Amen. And it reads thus. Hallelujah. Let me find the right spot first. And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Chapter 2, verse 7. Hallelujah. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. May the Lord add blessings to the reading of his word. You may be seated. Hallelujah. I pray that I'll be able to bring this message. May the Lord get me out of the way and let the word be effective this morning. I'd like to speak, or let us look at the thought this morning, the soul realm. The soul realm. Hallelujah. I want us to take inventory of our lives. You know, when you have a business, at a certain point in the business, you take inventory to see where you are, where you're falling short, how you can, you know, balance things up. I want us to take inventory as believers, as sons and daughters of God, of our lives this morning. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now we read in Genesis chapter 1 that God created man in his own image. And we see that the man God created was a spirit man. Now Genesis chapter 2 verse 5b tells us that there was not a man to till the soil. That word till means to make it ready for cultivation, to prepare the earth. There was no man to till the ground. So God formed man in verse 7 of the dust of the ground, and he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. In other words, God took that spirit man that he created and placed him, and placed him into the form man for contact. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Bear with me. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God placed the created man into the form man for contact. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Please bear with me. I'm going to try to get a little background this morning. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Thank you, brother. Hallelujah. Please bear with me. I've been up since last night till this morning. I only got probably about an hour's sleep or so after work, so I had to get this message ready. So please keep me in your prayers. I got to give me grace to present it the way it should come. Hallelujah. Amen. Now in a message, and knoweth it not, the prophet said, now let me draw a little circle. If I had a blackboard, but I want you to watch here. I'm going to make one ring like this, and I'm going to make another ring on the inside of that ring. That's two. Then I'm going to make a ring on the inside of that ring. That's three rings, three circles. Now that's you. That's God in a trinity is one. And without a trinity, he's not God. He can't be manifested any other way. And neither can you be manifested without being the Trinity person that you are. That's body, spirit, soul. Without either one of them, you are not complete. See, you didn't have a soul, you would be nothing. You didn't have a spirit, you wouldn't be nothing. You didn't have a body, you'd just be a spirit, not a body. So the body, spirit, soul, these three elements makes you and me. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. So we see that man is a triune being, body, spirit, and soul. The prophet said, a man is made up as a triune being, soul, body, and spirit. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going to try to stick with my notes this morning. So now when God formed man, he placed five senses in the body for contact. See, taste, feel, smell, and hear. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now in the message, Christ is revealed in his own word. The prophet said, last Sunday we was going into those circles about how that the five senses on the outer rim, that's the inlet, five senses to the body. There's only one way you can get into the body, that's by those five senses, see, taste, feel, smell, and hear. There's no other way to contact the body. On the inside of that man is a man called spirit. And he has five senses, conscience, and so forth. All right. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Please bear with me. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm just running through some quotes here. Now he says in the message preparation, he said, let's take a little mental trip tonight, and you and I, and let's go before there was even a star in heaven, before there even was anything. Setting way back in eternity, that was God. And then going out of God, or God unfolding himself, come the Logos, which was the Son of God, or the Word of God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, the Logos. He said, now watch, we're seeing God unfold himself. Then he said in Genesis, let us make man in our image. What kind of man was he? He had to be a spirit man. And then he put him in five senses to contact his earthly home. He might have given him a foot like a bear and a hand like a monkey. I don't know what he did, but anyhow, them five senses wasn't to contact his maker. He knew his maker by faith. His soul was what contacted that, but his body here couldn't contact because it's just senses. So when God created man, he gave man five senses in the body. That was for contact. You see, when God created man from the beginning, man was a spirit man. The Bible said, but there was no one to till the soil. So God formed man. He formed a body and put man in the spirit man in this body for contact. And he placed five senses in that body for contact. But the five senses not to contact God, it's to contact the earth. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So we see that man is a triune being, body, spirit, and soul. Now the question is, what is the soul? We are speaking this morning on the soul realm. What is the soul? Now, according to the dictionary, the soul is the spiritual or immaterial part of a human being, regarded as immortal. Let me read that again. The soul, which is the inner part of the man, is the spiritual or immaterial part of a human being, regarded as immortal. Now, that word immortal means living forever, never dying or decaying. Our mortal bodies are inhabited by immortal souls. So this guy you're looking at is just the natural man. But on the inside of this guy is the immortal man. That's the man that was created in the image of God. So that immortal man lives on. He's a supernatural man. This body was made in a form of animal. That's just for contact. Now, without the body, you cannot be a normal man, a mortal man on earth. But you are more than just the body. Now, God gave you a body. In that body, there's a spirit man. And then in that spirit, there's a soul. That's the real you. So we are supernatural beings. We're going somewhere. Amen. Now, an example of your soul is the part of you that makes you who you are. That's the dictionary. And that will live on after your death. So when someone dies, what we call death is just a crossing over. The guy that's in this house is just moving out of this house. So when the soul, the real you, leaves this body, the body dies, but that soul lives on. You see, when a child is about to be born, the parents, father, mother, when they come together on the wedding bed, they come together and they give birth to the house. To produce the body, but God produces the soul, the supernatural part. That's the image of God. That guy goes on living forever, does not die. So all our loved ones, your friends and family that you know that have passed on, our great 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 grandparents, they are living, they're somewhere. Now the question is, where are they? There are two places you can be: above or below, depending on what you do with the word of God. But everyone that's ever died is still alive somewhere. Because he's a supernatural being. So you're not just a mere man. You're not just a whatever. A lot of times we define ourselves by material things. We define ourselves by what we have, what we can accomplish in this life. But you are more than that. Don't measure yourself by what you, by material things. You are worth more than what you think you are. This is the way man does it. And that's how we've been trained to live our lives. By what we see, by what we can accomplish, what we can accumulate, we measure our status, we define ourselves by that. But it's contrary to the word of God. You are a supernatural being. The prophet said your soul is worth 10,000 worlds. That's the real you. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now in the message, the word became flesh. The prophet said, there is no mental faculties in that little being called heart. We know the soul dwells in the heart. You can't think with your heart. The Bible said, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he, not with his heart, but in his heart. You can't think with your heart. You can't, because there's nothing mentally in there to think with. Jesus wasn't speaking of the physical being. He was speaking of the supernatural being. So when you think from the supernatural aspect of yourself. This is the prophet speaking. He said, we are a threefold being, soul, body, spirit. We know that what this flesh is, we realize that it's here. We know what the spirit is. It controls the flesh. But what is the soul? You got the body. And then the spirit dwells in the body that controls the flesh. But the soul dwells in the spirit. That's the control tower. What is the soul, the prophet said? He said, the soul is the nature of the spirit. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I'll try my best to present this. I know it's not coming the way it should, but let's go a little slow. Let's get this down. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Now, in another message, works is fit express. The prophet says, remember, you are in a cycle of three, but you are one person. Like Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Cycle of three, but one person. Three attributes of the same God. Fatherhood. In other words, three offices. Sonship and Holy Ghost. And you are body, spirit, and soul. Now the outside body has five inlets to it. To contact your earthly home. See, taste, feel, smell, hear. The inside, which is a spirit, it also has five senses, the conscience, memories, and so forth. But the inside of that, the soul, has one thing. That's where you live. The soul. We are looking at the importance of the soul. The soul realm, the real you. Where do we put relevance? As believers, we need to shift our thinking. Where do you put the relevance? Let's go to, hallelujah, you don't have to turn there. in Matthew chapter 19, verses 16 to 20, speaks about a rich young ruler. He was very, very wealthy. A very good man, a religious man. He kept the laws, the word of God. He was a church member, a believer. A faithful man. But he realized he was lacking something. The main thing, eternal life. So one day he approached Jesus because he wanted to know. You see somewhere in the Bible when Jesus told his disciples, except you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no part with me. The prophet said, the Lord said that to stumble, and 70 left him. And then he turned to the 12. He said, will you also go? I called 12 of you, but one of you is a devil. I'm just paraphrasing the scriptures. Then Peter said, but Lord, to whom shall we go? For you alone have the words of eternal life. So they recognize the importance of Jesus. According to scripture, he didn't have nowhere to lay his head. But he had something that was worth more than material things. The words of eternal life. So this rich young ruler might have realized that Jesus alone had the words of eternal life. So he wanted to know how he can receive this life. Now when he came to the Lord Jesus, the Lord Jesus recited the commandments to him. He said, I have kept all this from my youth. Now a person like that in society today, we have great respect for them. He's a true believer. He's a true minister. He's a real gentleman. People take their hats off for men like that. He said, I've kept all these from my youth. Then Jesus told him, Jesus saw where his problem was. He said, go sell all you have, give it to the poor, so that you will have treasures in heaven and come follow me. Now the young man went away sorrowful. Why? Because he had great wealth. So we see from his behavior that he was putting value on the wrong thing. He was measuring himself by the wrong thing. Physically, he was wealthy, but spiritually, he was wretched. The eternal part of him was a wretched man. The natural man was wealthy, but the spiritual man was wretched. Now we read that the spiritual man, which is the soul, is eternal. He goes on living. But the natural man is temporal. So this guy had a problem. Because he was putting emphasis and value on the wrong thing. Now later on we see through the eyes of the prophet that his soul one day was required of him. And when he opened his eyes, in hell, then he cried. You see, when he got into hell, then he realized what was the real wealth. He was a gifted man. But when he got into health, then he started to plead for his loved ones. He was telling everybody, let me go and warn my family members. Now he was preaching the gospel. But when he was in the earth, he came in contact with God himself. The fullness of the Godhead was dwelling in the Lord Jesus. That was Almighty God in flesh. But he put value on the wrong thing. See, but the disciples cut that. Peter said, Lord, to whom shall we go? For you alone have the words of eternal life. You got the real wealth. They were after the main thing. The real value in this life is your soul. Your soul is the real value. See, a lot of times we shift the thing. We put value on the wrong thing. Don't do that. Let me not jump ahead of myself. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The prophet said, but the inside of that, the soul has one thing. That's where you live. The soul is the real you. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now in Mark chapter 8 verse 36, Jesus said, what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? You think about that. This affects everybody. Every individual. The Lord is asking the question, what shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and lose his own soul? Everybody's going after success. There's nothing wrong with that. But success, material success, is not the main thing. It's only temporal. This is Jesus speaking. Why would it profit you if you gain the whole world and lose your own soul? The real value. We want to have a comment written here. We want to look at the importance of the soul. Do not neglect your soul. Your soul is the most valuable asset that you have. I read that again. Your soul is the most valuable asset that you have. Do not, I repeat, do not neglect your soul. That's what that rich young ruler did. The man that had everything. But when he found himself in hell, he was asking Abraham to have Lazarus get a dip of water on his tongue. He was caught up in the permanent. This is temporal. Hallelujah. I'm going to jump ahead of myself. Amen. Let's see if I can find this here. Hallelujah. Seven. Please bear with me. Now the comment says, never lose focus of your soul. You'll be born again by the Spirit of God in your soul. Now Brother Branham said something here in the message, Hebrews chapter 5 and 6, number 1. You know the story how when he went to this, I think some restaurant place, and this woman, the cop, this woman was drinking or whatever she was doing. He led her to the Lord. He said, this world is covered over with blood. If it didn't, God will kill us. This is the prophet speaking. God will kill us, everyone. He said, when that blood is moved, look out for judgment. It's the blood of Jesus Christ that's protecting you and I right now. The prophet said when Christ died, all sin was expelled. Your sins were forgiven. My sins were forgiven. All sin was expelled. The blood of Jesus Christ is that bumper sticker that's covering the earth. Because God is holy, he cannot tolerate sin. Let me read this again. He said, this world is covered over with blood. If it didn't, God will kill us, everyone. He said, when the blood is moved, look out for judgment. But now, if you die without that blood, you go beyond that place, then there's nothing to act for you. So the blood is acting for you and I now. So whilst we have the blood acting for us, we need to come into Christ, into safety. It don't matter what people say out there, the blood is protecting them. It's the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. He said, you go beyond that place, then there's nothing to act for you. Today, the blood acts in your stead. He said, I said, lady, sure, the blood has still got you covered. As long as you got breath in your body, the blood has you covered. But someday, when the breath leaves here, the soul goes out. You will go beyond that blood. So when your soul leaves your body, you go beyond the blood. Whilst you are in this body called time, the blood of Jesus Christ is protecting you. That's why we can do things and get away with things and we're still going on fire. It's the blood of Jesus that's protecting us. But whilst we're here, the prophet said we live as mortal ones. So you got to make yourself ready for eternity. Because everyone has an allotted time to stay in this body. So once you have that time, you got to make yourself ready. Don't focus too much on the natural thing. Don't neglect your soul, the real asset. Make time for your soul. Do yourself a favor and come into Christ. Our coming to church is not a joke. The Bible says the bride has made herself ready. You got to make yourself ready. That's the reality of the thing. That's where we live and that's where we are. That rich young ruler had the opportunity to receive eternal life, but he neglected that opportunity because he had the wrong focus. So at a time that he did not expect, his soul was required. When he came to himself, it was too late. Hallelujah. He said, but someday when the bread leaves here, the soul goes out, you will go beyond that blood. And there's nothing but judgment. While you got a chance for pardon, and I took her by the hand. She was crying, said, Mr. Brenner, I'm drinking. I said, that done hurt something. Another has warned me to come tell you. I said, go, God before the foundation of the world called you, sister. And you are doing wrong and you are only making it worse. She said, do you think he will have me? I said, absolutely. He'll have you. There on her knees, we got down in the middle of that floor. And an old-fashioned prayer meeting, that police took off his hat and bowed on one knee. There we had a prayer meeting in that place. Why God is sovereign. Laying aside these dead works, let us go on to perfection. Let's move into that realm where these things, I belong to church, I belong that, that's all finished, and let's go to perfection. We got to go beyond church. We got to go beyond, I'm in a message. It's wonderful. But don't neglect your soul. Do not go with the flow. It's easy to go with the flow and find false security. The only safety is in Christ. Hallelujah. In the message, a thinking man's filter. Hallelujah. The prophet said, he said, as I spoke this morning and last Sunday morning on that wheel, in the middle of the wheel, or that little inside soul on the inside of the spirit, how that the soul on the outside between the soul and the body can be absolutely anointed with the Holy Ghost. Did you all understand that? So if you see people doing miracles and carrying like the denomination and stuff out there, it's a genuine spirit. But the question is, where is the spirit at? Because man is a triumphing. You can either get the spirit on your flesh or in your spirit. But where you need the spirit is in the soul. That's the real you. Hallelujah. He said that outside, that middle cycle, first cycle is the human senses. The second circle is the spirit senses, self-will, desire, and so forth. But the inside is the soul. That soul was predestinated. He said, so they can anoint the spirit to make the outside body come in subjection to the spirit. But the soul that sinneth, that soul shall die. The soul that sinneth, sin is unbelief. The soul that disbelieves God's word, that soul shall die. Jesus told the disciples, go into all the world and preach the gospel. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. You see, in the soul realm, there's two senses. That's faith or doubt. In the spirit, there's five senses, memory, conscience, and so forth. In the body, it's five senses. But the main place is the soul. When your soul comes in contact with the word of God, what is your reaction to God's word? He that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life. My word, the full word of the day. The message for your day, the prophet said, if your name is on the Lamb's book of life, then you will walk in the light. The word for your day, you will see the light. Who you, the soul. God will reveal it, and you will walk in the soul man. The soul realm. We're speaking of the soul realm. So it's not how much a man can shout or speak in tongues or do this or that. It can all be on the spirit. The prophet said you can receive the baptism in the Holy Ghost every day of your life and still go to hell. It depends on where the Holy Ghost lands. Because the real you, you live in the soul. So whilst we're in time and the blood of Jesus, the prophet said, God has a blood sacrifice there that's cleansing you constantly, day and night. Christ is the high priest who is making intercession for you and I day and night. So why God has a cover, in other words, why God's got your back, you need to come into the soul realm. You need to come into Christ. It's easy to become religious. It's easy to get caught up in a message realm. It's easy to have false hope. Do not neglect your soul. The only valuable asset that you have in this life is your soul. Think about it. It's your soul. And the only thing that can save that soul is the blood of Jesus Christ. And we see that the blood of Jesus Christ is the Holy Ghost. So do not neglect your soul. Don't be distracted. It's okay to do what we're doing in this life. We know we're in a rapture cycle and we're headed for body change. But whilst we're headed for body change, we shouldn't neglect our soul. Because the soul is where you live. God is interested in the soul. The soul is the main thing. The soul realm. When you come to church, you must come in the soul. I'm coming to the heart of worship, the soul. That's the me. God doesn't play around. Somewhere the Bible said, Jesus said, the people honor me with your lips. You can't fool God. I can't fool God. He said, but the heart, the soul dwells in the heart, but the heart is far. So sometimes we can fool everyone in the church, but you can't fool God. You can't fool yourself. The prophecy, I'm just paraphrasing somewhere. He said, why fake it when you can get disguised as full of the Pentecostal real? Why fake it? Why act like a Christian when you can actually be a Christian? He said, come unto me, all ye that labor. He's calling you. Come and I will give you rest. The soul realm. This thing goes beyond church. Do not neglect your soul. If I'm going to go to heaven, I'm not going to go to heaven because I'm a preacher. But Elijah's not going to heaven because he's a pastor. It's got nothing to do with that. Brother Brown said, even if I don't go to church, I'm just paraphrasing, if I can sit on the river anyhow, he said, I'm safe anyhow. God saved me by his grace. There's nothing that I have done that. You see, it's grace. He said, but I know I've passed from death to life because I love God and I love his people. We do what we do in appreciation. It's not by force. But don't neglect the soul. That's where you live. Think about it. We need to come to ourselves. You got to do it for yourself. No one can do it for you. Your husband can't help you out. Your wife can't help you out. It's you before God. It's every man for himself. You have your individual soul. Your spouse have their individual soul. The word of God is coming to everyone. Now, what are you going to do with it? Because while we're in this body called time, the blood of Jesus is protecting us from judgment. But you're not going to stay in this body called time forever. So make use of the opportunity whilst you have it now. Come into Christ. Don't be content with going to church. That's not enough. It's wonderful, but it's not going to help you. It's not going to help me. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He said, but the inside is the soul. That soul was predestinated so they can anoint the spirit to make the outside body coming subject to the spirit. But the soul, that sinner, that soul shall die. The soul that rejects in unbelief the word of God. The soul that rejects in unbelief the word of God, which it is a part of, that soul shall eternally, then it goes dots. The soul is a part of the word of God. We are sons and daughters. Every man, every woman in this earth is a son of God. We were created in the image of God. You are a son of God. Some people just don't know that. But you are a son of God. And God has made a way of escape for you and me. It's just up to you if you're going to take it or not. Every individual. The prophet said, I believe in an eternal death, same as I believe in an eternal heaven, but not an eternal hell. There's no such a thing as eternal hell. There is an eternal death for the people, many of them religious, in the world today has always been dead. The prophet said, a woman that liveth in pleasure with her bobbed hair and painted face is dead while she's alive. That's the prophet speaking. He said, the Bible said so. See, she may be religious, but she never was saved. She's got an outward motion. She might sing in the choir, or she might dance in the spirit. She might speak in tongues and have all the manifestations of the spirit. But unless that soul on the inside is God's daughter, see, she is gone no matter what she does. That's election right there. He said Israel was all outwardly spiritual, all filled with God's goodness and how they reverence God and so forth. But that didn't work. The inside of them couldn't recognize the word itself. Comes to predestination. The Pharisees and Sadducees, the religious guys, when they seen the Messiah work, they call it a devil. You see? On the outside, in the flesh, they were godly men. But on the inside, they were unbelievers. The word identified, Jesus identified them as children of the devil. He said, you are of your father, the devil. This is God identifying these men that was claiming to be Christians, men of God. You see, God identified them from the soul. On the outward, they were all painted and holy. But on the inside, in the soul where they dwell, the real you. Say, you're of your father, the devil. But then let's flip the picture. When he went to that woman at the well, on the outside, she was a prostitute, a rotten, filthy, ungodly sinner. But on the inside, the soul, she was a daughter of God, predestination. That's what she could recognize. She said, the same signs that Jesus did that those guys called, Brother Branson, the Pharisees, actors. The same sign, the same God, they actually call it a devil. That woman seeing that same signs, and she recognized you must be a prophet. We got to be true to ourselves. The soul realm. You are part of that word. In the beginning was the word. The word was with God. The word was God. The prophet said, he said, when you are born of the Spirit of God, he said, then you've got, he said, you are a son of God and you always was a son of God. And you always will be a son of God. No way to separate it. You have eternal life. And eternal never did begin, neither will it ever end. The soul. We talk about two births. Physical birth, the body, spiritual birth, the soul. The main birth is the spiritual birth. Jesus said that which is born of flesh is flesh. Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom. The prophet said only elect can be reborn. It comes back to predestination. Whom God did foreknow. If your name is on the Lamb's book of life, then you will walk in the light. See, he said you had to be in the thinking first. That's the gene of God.
The soul, the real you, that part comes from God. The soul realm, that's where our focus should be. The soul realm. What we're doing is wonderful, but it's not enough. God is interested in you. Who you, not this guy. But the soul, where you dwell, the real you. That's the gene of God. Christ came to redeem that guy. Because he fell in the garden, he lost his inheritance. Eternally separated. So God came down, because God cannot lose himself, a part of himself. So he came down and took the form of man to redeem his own. That's what it comes, that's the reality of the thing. You are a soul man, I'm a soul man. You're a soul woman. A daughter of God, a son of God. But we have to come through the process to be identified. You got to be connected with that sacrifice. Your life has to be restored. You see? That's the whole message. God is identifying his sons and daughters. Let us, that's the real wealth. That's the real asset you have. It's the soul. Hallelujah. The prophet said in the message, to whom shall we go? He said, to be a Christian, you have to be in Christ. And there's only one way to get into Christ. And that's not through creeds or through churches, but through the baptism of the Holy Spirit. We have to be born again. And when we are born again, then we are in Christ. And if you are in Christ, you are in the way, for he is the way. The soul man. That's where our focus should be. That's where our prayer should go towards. That's why Jesus compared those disciples, those apostles. They believed them. But the soul had to receive the life. Even though their names was on the Lamb's Book of Life. But they had to receive the life. Because man lost that in the garden when he sinned. That's what the gospel is all about. To receive the life. That is the love of God. The soul realm. That's the last quote. Hallelujah. Do not neglect your soul. Do not. This message, I labor on this message, I'm telling you. I labor, like, it took me like probably 3 days, 3.5, I couldn't get certain quote I was looking for. I thought about preaching something else, but this message was on my heart. I even called a pastor to help me out. But by the grace of God, I was able to find what I was looking for. But this is very important, very relevant, the soul, thing of your soul. You are a soul man. That's where you live, the real you. So let us shift our focus. Let us come into Christ while we have time. The blood of Jesus Christ is protecting us now, but it's not going to be forever. Musicians, please come. May we stand, please. I'm sorry it came a little slow this morning. But blessed be the name of the Lord. It's just something to take inventory of our lives. Your soul is the only real asset that you have. Everything else we met here. And when you leave, you're leaving everything here. You're taking nothing with you. The soul realm. May we bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning, Lord, for your word, for speaking to our hearts in a simple way this morning. For reminding us, Lord, to change our focus. Help us, Lord, to focus on the main thing. Father, we don't want to be caught up in church affairs, Lord. It's so easy to go with the flow. It's so easy to get distracted, Lord. There's so many distractions today. Lord, but may you help us, Lord, to not neglect our souls, to focus on the soul, to realize that you are after our souls. For it's in that soul realm that's where we live, the real us, Lord. May you be merciful to us, O God. Whilst the blood of Jesus is covering us right now, help us, O God, to make ourselves ready. We know that we are in the rapture cycle. The prophet said, no one is going in this rapture without the Holy Ghost. So God, while we're headed for that place, may you help us, Lord, to make ourselves ready, to focus on our true asset, which is the soul. We pray, may the Holy Spirit please take these simple words, Lord, this morning. And please quicken it into our hearts, O Lord. You've spoken to our hearts this morning as a father. Help us, Lord, to realize. Let us not be like that rich young ruler who did everything, but he missed the main thing because his focus was on the wrong thing. Help us to not neglect our souls, to focus on our souls, to make sure, Lord, that we get in that birth, to come into Christ, Lord. Help us, we pray. We thank you for hearing our prayers this morning. In Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
All I want to see is Jesus, yes, Lord. All I want to see is Him in me. All I want to see is Jesus shining through me. Hurt and self-inflicted pain and everything thought I gained will lay before the holy consuming fire. Words of knowledge in His name and healing hands to touch the lame will lay before the holy consuming fire. All I want to see is Jesus, yes, Lord. All I want to see is Him in me. All I want to see is Jesus shining through me. And hear Him say, well done, my precious one. Well done, well done, my faithful one. All I want to see is Jesus. All I want to see is Him in me. All I want to see is Jesus shining through me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your words, Lord God. You know, it's sometimes we might feel that, you know, the Lord, you know, we can't connect, we can't hear him, right? And we still have to press in. And the Lord is always talking to us, right? We just got to look at his word, read his word. And it's funny, on Sunday, I was just pressing into his word. I was even telling the kids, I just feel like I haven't been able to connect. And he brought me straight to James. I'm reading that book. Double-minded man is unstable in all his ways, right? And that's what it's all about. We have to press in and find our way. And we have to find it through the word. Hallelujah. There's no other way in praying and pressing. We can't stop. We have to fight this fight. So that was good, Brother James. Hallelujah. Thank you. Let's sing God is good all the time. Hallelujah. God is good all the time. He puts a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good all the time. Through the darkest night, his light will shine. God is good. God is good all the time. Ooh, if you're walking through the valley and the shadows all around, do not fear, he will guide you, he will keep you safe and sound. For he has promised to never leave you, forsake you, and his word is true. God is good all the time. Through the song of praise, this heart of mine, God is good all the time. Through the darkest night, his light will shine. God is good. God is good all the time. Ooh, we were sinners, so unworthy, and for us he chose to die. Filled us with his Holy Spirit, now we stand and testify that his love is everlasting, and his mercies, no, they will never end. God is good all the time. A song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good all the time. Through the darkest night, his light will shine. God is good. My God is good all the time. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's have Brother Mark come. Close the service with prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good all the time.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, thank you, Lord, that you put something down, way down deep on the inside, Lord, that can hear your word and say that's the truth. Something that desires you, Lord, not desires a thing of this world. Thank you, Lord, for that deep calleth to the deep from the soul realm, Lord. Lord, I pray you bless Brother James and, Lord, strengthen him, Lord, and just let him relax today and enjoy, Lord, after he's been able to say this message, Lord, that I know it wasn't from him, Lord, but that you spoke through him, and I appreciate that, Lord. Lord, thank you for each and every one here, Lord Jesus. As we all make our own way, as we all press in, show us where we need help, Lord. Show us what we need to do to change, Lord. Lord, just forgive us of our mistakes, Lord Jesus. May we move away from the things of this world and press on toward the mark, Lord. Bless each and every one here today. Oh, Lord, we look forward to Wednesday, Lord. Bless your name, in Jesus' name. Amen.
God is good all the time. He puts a song of praise in this heart.